Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to a gentleman's conversation.
He fixed me a drink, man. Shit myself. I was like, oh, what?
A 10-year-old rum. That shit had motherfuckers singing. My buddy right drops, shit, this smooth. I'm like, yeah. But he's got a bite on his ass, though. Not bad.
Okay. I just saw Memphis. I didn't even read the back of it.
Oh, that shit got a kick.
Mash bill. I have no idea what that means. 52% corn, 44% rye, 4% malted barley.
44% rye?
44% rye.
Got to have at least that much.
It's reminiscent of those offered by Domenico Canial in 1866. Y'all older niggas know what that means. When barrels of oak-aged spirits arrived by rail at our hauling station warehouse in Memphis. We're sure you'll agree that this very small batch of bourbon whiskey will set the bar today, just like the barrels that rolled out in hauling station did 150 years ago. So this joint was distilled in whiskey and those barrels?
Yep.
That's what I'm understanding.
In the barrels. It's been aging.
And they still got them.
It's been aging.
That's wood, like 150-year-old wood.
That's how it'll hold it. The barrels will hold.
Well, what they call, what they do is, they do wear out. They wear out. They set up the next group of barrels in the process in which they got those barrels done. But you won't see those spirits
for another good.
See what they 20-30. What's the name used to call it? The devil's spit is what you lose through expansion and contraction of the seasons. The wintertime, the barrel gets colder.
So it contracts.
In summertime, it expands. So these things right here, seep, and the wood characteristics is what gives you
wood.
This color right here.
In a barrel.
This color right here only can be produced from a charring effect.
Yep.
Of a barrel.
Them barrels.
Wow. Yeah,
that's why it's tasty. Brown like that.
God damn.
Yeah, it got a good taste to it. That shit, that what I told Ken.
But,
it's pretty good. That shit got me sweaty.
But, this is, it has good notes of charcoal, a little bit of chocolate on the back end of it.
Sir,
some notes.
There ain't nothing on the grill.
Yeah, it's something on the grill.
I'm going to I'm gonna put a little bit of that in the jar for the winter.
That
make a nice little tidy. Right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anything rye? That's what you want to make your tidy with.
That. You want a tidy with a rye, and that's 44% rye. That's that shit. That's plenty now.
Yeah, you remember I gave Darryl that rye that I had.
And in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't even know why you gave that nigga that junk. He don't drink.
For real.
He needed a tidy. He don't appreciate it. Gave him a beer.
Damn. Oh, man.
Is
it
tidy? It ain't no problem.
Okay, so it's not yours. It's mine.
I don't know.
I need some chow chow. Y'all know somebody who made chow chow locally?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nah.
See, my grandma used to make this shit.
Guys?
And it was so good.
Yes, sir.
Bourbon whiskey.
This is not rye. This is bourbon. Guys.
It's still rye.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It got 44% rye.
It's not rye.
But why the back say?
Okay, 44%? Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah, tell me.
All right. Rye will say rye. Bourbon will say bourbon. But you will never see a bourbon that's a rye or a rye that's a bourbon. Mm-hmm. You will never see that. Ever.
That's an oxymoron.
No, what I'm saying is that has bourbon on it. Now, if I get a rye whiskey, rye, it's going to have rye. There will never, you will never buy a bourbon that is a rye. And you will never buy a rye that is a bourbon. That's bourbon whiskey. That's not rye whiskey.
It says it's irrefutably fine.
That much I can say.
That shit like that is good.
I like
that.
I agree with that. Nah. Oh, y'all digging the burger? I mean, the dogs, man. We having some dogs. This shit off the
man,
chain.
Man, I'm about to definitely buy.
We got some dogs.
So did they have the black bike fest just this year? Since everybody started going back and opening up?
Heck yeah. Them jokers ain't gonna not go nowhere. They was itching in their pants last year. They didn't want to get put in jail. They still, some of them still went.
Just inform you that your court date has been rescheduled.
Some Bronx in the mother apples.
Well, people still make shots out though.
Hell yeah. Look, I had to go down.
Randy used to make them. Grandma used to make them.
When you cats call my phone, please.
It's right here, somewhere.
You saw it?
No. Was on vacation going down to South Georgia. Ooh. And on the it ain't gonna rain.
It rains whatever is that.
It ain't
it's
gonna
not in here. That means it's in the car.
Yeah. It was a little spot on the side of the road on the back streets going to where I was going. Chow chow. I was like, man, I need to get me something.
Wasn't it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Old ass
go
movies.
Ahead, we can trade out. Just put one of yours in there. You want?
Which one
you want, man?
I don't know yet. I gotta get to the bottom first. See.
Oh shit.
I gotta go to the bottom.
Nah, here. Which one?
Well, I mean, it's something down there I want. What you call the brick house? This was the brick house.
Nah, that's the brick house right there.
This?
Yeah.
The big one.
Oh. Church here. So be it.
Yeah, you know I like those.
I like the corners. Good old torpedo.
Yeah. Only thing about torpedoes is you need a round cutter.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-mm.
No, I do.
Why? V cut.
No, I don't want a V. I did a V cut on one. That's why I'm telling you this. Oh, I'm hard headed now. Yeah. Say it like you mean it, Danny. Yeah. Put your chest out.
All right.
All right.
You got to have a round cut? Wow.
Where it cuts the tip off better for me.
You're supposed to cut. Everybody think that you just cut it straight across. Actually, you're supposed to cut it at an angle.
At an angle. That's what I saw.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I learn something every day. I am not fucked up with murder.
Well, so why I say this, because I was
don't do the V if you don't want it.
No, as you say like this. That's how you supposed to do it.
Like if you have a round cutter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A round cutter will do that.
Yeah. I got
this one here. This right here don't look like it needs to be done right too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
little
tip right
there. Yeah, they
were
tip. Just a tip.
That's fresh.
That's one of them Charlie Chapman's.
Yeah, that's fresh.
That's what it looked like, too.
One of them Charlie Jackman.
That's fresh, too, right there.
Ah.
Hey, look at that's dude. What's his name? As well as I know his name. Because he played one a lot of my favorite gangster movies. Edward G. Roberts.
No. You know, Charlie had them, too. Charlie had them same one.
Yeah. Charlie.
Hey, boy,
Charlie Chapman was an improv. He was an improv genius.
Smoked shit out of him.
Yeah, that derby on.
Oh, and I like, what's his name, too? What's that other dude's name? I can't think of his name for shit.
I got a whole bunch of Charlie Chapman movies in my Rolodex.
Dude did a tribute to him. Downey Jr.
Robert?
He dressed it like him.
Yeah.
I remember that, yo.
Yeah, he did that movie, Chaplin.
Yep.
I think that's That's in my mug.
Buster Crabs. That's that other motherfucker. Buster Crabs off the chain too. Retarded beyond belief. But you know one of my favorite skits is from Abbott and Costello.
Oh, I got all of Abbott. Hey, Abbott! Yeah, that
seems to have me dying. Look, my favorite skit is, I got this baseball team.
Oh, God.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know on third. Yeah. He said, well, what's the guy's name on first? He said, what's on second? Well, who gets the money on first? Every penny. The name of the guy, I just told you. The name of the guy. Okay, well, what's the name of the guy on first base? Who? No, what do you mean who? Why are you asking me who? I'm asking you who. That's his name. What's his name? No, what's on second? I don't know. Third base. Well, first time I seen that dude, I had tears in my eyes. Cause dude was real serious. He said, look, I'm going to stop talking to you, okay? Because see, apparently, do you have outfield? Yes. Well, who's in the outfield?
They went on and on with that shit.
Who's in the outfield? Yeah. Yeah, them the boys now. Them the boys. I'm going to give me another shot. I'm on that Pacifico. You have been a gracious host. I do it.
Oh, man, you've been a gracious chef.
We appreciate you allowing us to hijack your abode and come in dear.
Bartender!
And this shit right here is all right, that bitch.
That's going to whoop my air. I feel that, look.
Life deserves life, man. See that right there? So that's the hand. See how they put that extra tobacco around
just lick on it. Just look on the neck. Hey, just the tip. Don't say that to no grown man. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Be-dum-bum-bum. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, broads.
Y'all about to give me another one. About to break that off.
Boom, boom, boom. Come on, break you, mom.
Maintain.
That's how you do it. That's a
little so shit. Jazz on for my boy.
Yeah, you, boy. I'm coming to break you off. Yeah.
More like this right here, man. I got something for you right here.
Oh, yeah.
I got something for you.
You ain't got shit.
Girl, don't be disrespectful, son. I know Walker raised
that. Hey, Walker.
Well, you know, when you look at it, I mean, y'all are product, y'all are 70s babies.
Yeah, I mean, you the oldest out of all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You 70. V72. Jarvis, he's a mystery. 70 something.
Well, hell, I came in.
He won't diverge, which he is.
It's smooth, it's mellow. I like that.
What year you were born, Job?
I was never born. I ain't got no ending.
Yeah, mystery.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah, one of them, huh?
Ain't no
beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
Hot damn.
Well, all I say is this. It is in there that we all are gods. How can you be created in someone's image and not be one? If you were in there, they called me my daddy's son because I look like him.
Just like him.
So I would say that my father, heavenly, elevated my status. Now, knowing how to be a god takes practice because you have to work out, get all your heathenistic ass.
Well, that mother hit me right now.
What's that? The dog.
Man.
Yeah. Life is always better when you share it with friends. It is a reality that cannot be contained when friendship is unbound.
Nobody contained it because you experience it, friends are experiencing it, and it's just you. Everybody get a piece of pie.
So I turned V on to them Mexican beer that I like.
This
is pretty good, though.
This
sounds
good.
See, this was white on my
house. What y'all was on? When y'all was on J-House?
We was on J-House. We had the Victoria.
Unless you want me to open that shit. They got him. That motherfucker, they got him. They got him. But that's all right, man. That means we turned
them
on something new. Unless
he
already knew about them.
They know nothing about them.
Oh, good. Well, that means they liked them. That's what I'm talking about. If I leave something and the house drinks it, I'm all good with that, man. I'm a little disappointed if they let somebody else drink it or they still there when I come back. That means they didn't like it.
Well, if they still there, if they still there when you come back, it's another reason. You bought them, you can't
that's
buy
true.
Them.
That's true.
And I didn't want them. I left them, so I knew I was gonna see your ass again. Mm-hmm. So here you go. I ain't fucked up with that either.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, man, I'm pulling them. I ain't tell my motherfucker. I'm like,
just talked about this, didn't we?
Just talked about it.
Doing this right here.
Y'all tell you got furniture.
What furniture?
For the studio space.
Now you can tell me about it. You got furniture?
Got furniture? Just whenever we we're gonna do two, just one and another one. Then we're gonna be off all of August. We're gonna ramp back up in September, and that's gonna be season three. That's gonna be season three, but at season three, we're gonna have video. We're gonna have somebody on the table. I already got somebody on the board. I got somebody on the camera.
So they get to see the personality.
Yeah, somebody
that's what they do it for, because niggas don't care.
Niggas don't give a fuck, you right? But bitches, they love that shit.
So y'all know what that means, though. You know what that means, right? Like, that my camera persona is that
one. I just hope nothing left.
And then I love the people's reaction. Shit, y'all sound like y'all finna fight.